Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply how to sell STI. How to sell STI, Success Training Institute. We get the question all over the world from affiliates of ours that would love to know how to do a better job at presenting Success Training Institute to their peers. These groups include interns, independent representatives and associates, business builders, and the list goes on. So every week we're going to dedicate a segment to teaching you how to present this product and service to those in your circle. Well, we're going to begin this segment by discussing the AAA technique, which are the three key components that we have to keep in mind when presenting products and services, especially Simply Success. That A reminds us that first and foremost, we must identify our audience. Think about it, my friends. If you turn on a sporting event, watch a basketball game or football game on television, then the commercials you're going to see are geared to the habits of that audience that watches. You'll see beer commercials. Why? Because typically at a football game and those that watch those games are more likely to consume alcohol. You'll see commercials for fast food. You'll see commercials for auto insurance and automobiles because those commercials are targeted to an audience. Now, turn on your cartoons on Saturday morning and you'll see a whole nother set of commercials, cereals and candy, toys and games that are targeted to the audience that watches those shows. Well, Success Training Institute also has an audience, and knowing our audience will allow you to have a perfect conversation for every single individual that you come in contact with that needs our product and services. Let me give you our primary audiences. The first, and I'm going to give these in no particular order, okay? The first audience is the job seeker. Job seeker does not mean a person that doesn't have any money. I'm not talking about a homeless person, my friends. I'm talking about a job seeker. This is someone who may have recently graduated college, recently graduated high school. This is someone that may have recently gotten laid off. A military personnel that completed his or her tour of duty and is back in the States now and looking for civilian employment. Job seekers are prime candidates for Success Training Institute products and services because our company helps boost resumes. Because of that, my friend, those that are looking for jobs and looking to acquire skills that matter most, they're the ones that you want to communicate with. Now, that's not the only group. The other group are cause-based clients. Cause-based clients are simply people who want to see others advance. Think about it. The last box of Girl Scout cookies you purchased wasn't necessarily because you're crazy about the cookies. It's because it helps a cause. The last donation you made to the United Way was because it helps a cause. The same thing about all the different foundations and organizations and research institutes that you can invest in or donate to. You did it because you're cause-based and you're committed to helping a good cause. Well, the Global Success Initiative is a cause-based initiative of Success Training Institute that says every time a person earns a certificate in our course as a paying subscriber, we then donate a scholarship to someone less fortunate that couldn't have taken our classes before. So in other words, my friends, the cause-based people in your circle and the job seekers in your circle, those are the ones that you need to reach out to first. That makes up your audience. Now, that's not your only audience. I'm going to give you just a couple of more. Your other audience is the career climbers. These are people that have jobs, that are working and satisfied with the company they work for. They just want to move up the corporate ladder. And there's not many better ways to move up the corporate ladder than to increase your skill set. Soft skills training has been proven to play a factor in promotions. It's been a proven factor in lateral moves from department to department. People are boosting their resumes with the skills that matter most, and soft skills training is one of those skills. Also, my friends, there are parents of high school and college students, this is another group, that are looking to put their children in a better position. Say they have a high school student, they want to help boost that person's college resume. Then soft skills training can certainly do that. They want to add that to their collegiate application. The parents of high school students should know that college admission processes will consider soft skills certifications as well. They should also know if they have college students that it's great to intern with Success Training Institute to boost their resume, and it's also great for them just to have soft skills training so that when they go out into the workforce, they have a better opportunity to secure that career that they covet so much. The key, my friends and neighbors, is understanding our audience. Job seekers, cause-based clients, career climbers, resume boosters, you know, the parents of high school and college students who want to help them boost their resume, and even life learners, those who just enjoy taking training. Now, I would like for you to write those down, take note of that, and remember, because you know people in every single category, and that means that the market for you is vast as it pertains to Success Training Institute. Now, once you know your audience, the next step is we've got to know our approach. Well, I like to outline an approach that I call the three I's, and that's information, inspiration, and invitation. People are always impressed by information. For example, did you know that Harvard research studies show that 85% of career success is based on soft skills training? Did you also know that Michigan State University also conducted a study of employers, and they said that an employer was 7 times more likely to hire a candidate with soft skills certifications? Another piece of information, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce said that 7 out of 10 recent college grads regret not gaining soft skills certifications while they were still in college. You see, my friends, these are just pieces of information, most of which you can find on our website, simplysuccess.com. Direct this information to your friends, and your approach might be periodically sending information. What does the information do? It makes the general public, your target audience, aware of the problem. And then the inspiration is when you outline the solution. Well, the inspiration, it may be the testimonials that you show, the video commercials may inspire them to say, you know what, I can actually do that. I see there is a problem. The classes are short. It's only 8-week segments, 8 minutes or less. I can do that. I can earn a certification. So your approach may be to inform and then inspire. Make the people around you and in your circle believe, you know what, you can do this. You're not that far away from boosting your career. You're not that far away from securing your new job. You're not that far away from making your collegiate or professional resume look that much better. It only takes 8 minutes a day. And in 8 minutes a day, who can't dedicate that type of time to grow as a person and as a professional? See, my friends and neighbors, that inspiration is the boost that takes a person over the top. Information is great. It simply lays the foundation for inspiration. Then after that inspiration, you want to make the invitation. You simply say to your client, your prospect, listen, you know that you can do this, and you know that you need it, and you know that it's something the world is looking for. Let's see if we can get you to make that change today. That's all you do. Let's see if we can get you to make that change today. I can send you a link that you can visit. Go on, sign up, enroll. Don't wait until tomorrow. The price is right, the time is right, and you want to make a change. Why not make the change today? My friends, when you're inviting people into the business, when you're inviting your clients to become customers, or your prospects to become customers, rather, it changes the dynamic. Remember, you've got to know the audience first, then you've got to know the approach second, and then the other component is if you know your availability. That's the other key. Sometimes you may have clients that want you on a three-way call. You may have clients that want you to send them a PowerPoint. You may have prospective clients that want you to give them more information, explain it to some of their peers. That's okay. If you can make yourself available, then it's another way to close a deal. That's the reason why we see so many ads on the internet, so many commercials on television. These are clients or companies that just want to make themselves available to the prospective buyers in the marketplace. The other way that you gain clients, my friends, is by availability. That's why those who work businesses full-time typically get better results than those who work them part-time. Why? It's just because they have a greater degree of availability. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, as this is the first training segment that we're going to have of a series that come every week on how to sell STI, to take these lessons, digest them, go through them, and look at the ways that you can identify your audience, because you've got a vast one, and then give them that approach, inform, invite, and inspire, and then make yourself available for follow-up, for emails, for phone calls, etc. Listen, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. I can assure you Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.